This junior, he's been exposed to the PADS curriculum since he was in kindergarten, and he says he continues to use the social skills he learned from good old Twiggle. Like the other day when he saw that a friend was being teased.
They were making fun of his shoes and how he dressed. I said, just because you have shoes and he doesn't, that doesn't give you the right to bully him.
And the cool thing was, they listened. I'm Manvi Singh, NPR News.
It's NPR News.
And we'll stay with Morning Edition on AM 580 now with the markets not running and no morning ag report. Sunny skies around the region today for this New Year's Eve, a high around 22 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 14. Tomorrow, sunny skies, a high of 32. Right now, we have 10 degrees on Friends Plaza.
This is it, New Year's Eve, the last day to support WILL Radio in 2014. If you've not already done so, we hope you'll make a year-end gift before midnight. We are within striking distance of raising more than $1 million before 2015, so every gift right now makes a big difference. Call 217-244-9455 or go to willpledge.org. Thanks for a great 2014 and Happy New Year to you.
WILL programming is made possible by Hendrick House, providing housing and food service to University of Illinois students for 66 years. The Hendrick House dining facility, with Gold LEED certification, grows produce on its green roof and in its farm plot and supports local farmers. More information is available at hendrickhouse.com.
Coming up in a few minutes, commentator Frank DeFord says hockey announcer Mike Doc Emmerich is that rare play-by-play man who is both an authority of the game and a connoisseur of the language. Looking ahead in our forecast beyond tomorrow's holiday, we have a low of 25 tomorrow night, mostly sunny Friday, a high of 35, and we have a chance of snow, a 40% chance of snow Friday night, mostly cloudy, possibly freezing rain as well after midnight, a low of 25. Again, 8 in Danville Indicator, 10 right now on Friends Plaza.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep, a news reporter, her editor, and a duck. Walk into a bar. The bartender says, "What are you drinking?" The duck says, "Give me a Grey Goose. I've been telling these journalists some of the best jokes of 2014. Here's NPR's Elizabeth Blair.
First, my favorite joke this year. It's by a real charmer from Villarica, Georgia, named Rodman. It's about his confusion over the checkout line.
"I don't know who started this little program or you check yourself out, but that is not what I'm trying to do. I'm a shopper. I came in as a shopper. I want to leave as a shopper. But, yeah, because they trick you to be an employee and get on the clock that day. You don't really have, you're not ready to be a worker at a grocery store. You don't have no kind of qualifications at all. But the lady tricked me. She's like, there's no waiting over here, sir. And, you know, I go over there and she just walked the hell away." And I'm like, "Whoa."
Rodman won this year's Last Comic Standing on NBC. Co-executive producer Paige Hurwitz says his checkout line joke killed.
"It was so funny because he was able to take something seemingly mundane and trivial and just blow it up into the most hilarious story and hilarious joke.
Hurwitz says in past seasons of Last Comic Standing, comedians have mined the same material for jokes.
"For a while, there were a zillion jokes about ADD and, there were a zillion jokes about, online dating. And this season, we didn't see that. We saw that there was really quite a variety of material and styles."
Hurwitz says one of her favorites this year was a wicked funny Perversion of History by comedian Tracy Ashley.
"Could you imagine Oprah Winfrey in the Underground Railroad? If you look under your chair!"
Another female comedian made it to the top of Caroline Hirsch's list this year. Hirsch owns the comedy club Caroline's on Broadway. She singles out this year's Comedy Central special by Whitney Cummings.
"She looks like a Vogue model on stage, and she's just so smart and bright, And when you put that beautiful face together with what comes out of her mouth, I think it's even funnier.
It's not even weird, though, the guys think about sex. Like, we've accepted it so much as a society now. You know, it's so institutionalized. We've embraced it, you know? Like, there's just a restaurant called Hooters. That's just a restaurant. Whereas there would never be a restaurant like that for women, you know, called, like, Dongs.
As a booker for Conan, J.P. Buck is deep into who's got the best jokes on any given day. Buck figures on average he watches about 50 stand-up performances per week. So when he says,
Bill Burr is the best working stand-up comedian today.
Comedy lovers, listen up. Bill Burr is a storyteller. This is from a long joke he did for his Netflix special about old people getting in trouble.
What did you think they thought? I mean, I gotta be honest with you, too. People were too hard on that Clippers guy, man. I'm telling you. For an 80-year-old white guy, that wasn't that bad. All right? Dude, he didn't drop the N-word once. That's unbelievable for an 80-year-old white guy. The N-word should have been carpet-bombed through that whole tape. He never said it once.
Leave it to the professional fool to make the most sense. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Okay, you should also listen to this.
Shoulder there on Englund, and Englund able to pop it back along. It's brushed on.
That is the sound of a sports legend at work. It's hockey announcer Mike Emmerich. Our very own sports legend, Frank DeFord, has this appreciation of a living legend.
As a general rule, over time, venerable national play-by-play announcers cannot help but attract criticism. The classic case of familiarity begetting contempt. Besides, it's everywhere assumed that these overpaid golden throats are obviously prejudiced against our team. The exception is Doc. Yes, Doc. Doc. Even if you're a fairly enthusiastic fan, someone who can identify Jim Nantz or Joe Buck just by tenor and intonation alone, you may very well have no idea who I'm referring to when I say Doc. This is because Doc Emmerich is the world's premier announcer for what is America's fourth team sport, the one that doesn't get on the podium, ice hockey. But for those who know hockey, or those aficionados who listen to a few minutes of an NHL game just to hear Doc Emmerich talking about blue lines or poke checking, he is absolutely revered in that rare category of celebrities that include the likes of Betty White, the Duchess of Cambridge, Tony Bennett, or Pope Francis, who simply are adored above rebuke. Mike Emmerich isn't even Canadian, and his background is in academia, hence the professorial nickname. But he is that rare play-by-play man who is both an authority of the game and a connoisseur of the language. The eloquence that he brings to such a bombastic activity is the sort of giant contradiction that even overwhelms irony. But somehow, even during the line changes, with the chaos of a scramble for a puck behind the cage, Doc is able to speak in coherent sentences, complete with subordinate clauses, even turning a clever phrase as the puck clears and he is able to catch his mind. A devoted fan once counted, and are you ready for this? 153 verbs that Doc used in one game to describe the movement of the puck. Despite the fact that Emmerich is not that well known even to large segments of the sporting public, he's begun to earn the praise he deserves. I happened to be backstage at the Sports Emmy Awards in 2011 when he won the Emmy as the nation's finest play-by-play announcer, and I could not help but notice the expression of gracious wonder on his face, not only that he had been honored, but that he had done it for his often overlooked game. In the sports world, where we are always arguing about who is the best at this or that, it may well be that Doc Emmerich is better at his craft than anybody else in the world of fun and games is at theirs. About those 153 verbs for moving the puck, here we go, alphabetically. Angled, banked, blasted, blocked, bounced, brought, brushed, carried.
You can hear the comments of Frank DeFord here every Wednesday.
Collar, come up, controlled, curled, cut, dealt, deflected, directed, dished, dropped, drubs, dubbed.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
Hello, this is Russian President Vladimir Putin, and I'm pleased to be welcoming myself to your radio station because I love to listen to the Capital Steps New Year's edition of Politics Takes a Holiday. I like to hear the way your President Obama reacts when Vladimir takes what Vladimir wants.
Ukraine parks keep falling to the Reds.
So please be listening to the Capital Steps New Year's special on this public radio station.
New Year's Day at 10 a.m. and again at 8 p.m. here on AM 580.
This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9, HD1 and HD3, Urbana. Sunny skies around the region on this New Year's Eve, a high of 22. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 14. Sunny tomorrow, the high 32. Looking ahead to Friday night, we have a chance of snow and possible freezing rain. 10 degrees in Danville and Decatur, 10 on Friends Plaza. It's 9 o'clock.
Good morning. Russia ends this year with its territory a little bigger and its economy a good deal smaller. What's gone wrong for President Vladimir Putin in this hour of Morning Edition from NPR News? I'm Steve Inskeep. In this hour, we sum up a busy year for China, which asserted itself on everything from trade to the control of waters off its coast. We also ask what really happened to race relations in this country. The author Roxane Gay argues things are not necessarily worse, but it's harder to look away from trouble. And we'll explore a few New Year's rituals like the people who dive into the Irish Sea. It's Wednesday, December 31st. 110 years ago in 1904, New York City began its New Year's ritual with the first celebration in Times Square. The news is next.